I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Gospel today, our Lord talks about friendship. He mentions the word friend 3 times. And what we need to meditate on, not just today, but every day of our life, and especially as we go throughout this rest of our school year and the rest of our summer vacation, is we have the privilege of being called the friends of God. The friends of God. What does it mean to have friendship? When you have somebody who's a dear friend of yours, maybe that's somebody who you're sitting in a pew with right now. Maybe that's somebody who sits a few desks away from you there at school. When you have a friend, you spend a lot of time together, right? You share your thoughts, you share your desires, you share your successes. You high-five one another across the way when you get a good grade on a test or when you do something successful in a sports event. We do all those things together, right? Well, our Lord calls us friend. Friend. Sometimes when we deal with our friend relationship, sometimes we don't treat our friends well. Sometimes we don't spend time together. Sometimes we don't support each other because we have fear of the crowd, because we have fear of those who are around us. Well, Jesus is talking to people who had that same experience. Think of this. Jesus even called Judas, right after he betrayed him with a kiss in the garden, friend. Jesus extended to St. Peter, even after he denied him 3 times, viciously cursing his name. After he had died and rose again, he says, friend, do you love me? And so our Lord turns to us. It's a great privilege for us to be called the friends of Christ. And so today he offers us that in his Sacred Heart, calling us back to himself. He asks us not just to be friends of his on First Fridays, but be friends every day. And especially to demonstrate that friendship by making sure even throughout this summer vacation that we still maintain our friendship with him at Holy Mass on Sundays. Because when we don't, that's when we fall into mortal sin, break our relationship with him. And if we don't repair that, we'll not spend eternity with him. So our Lord calls us back to friendship. And for those of you who think maybe you're not worthy of friendship with Christ, guess what you are? The Protestants think that they're worthy of friendship with Christ just because they chose at a moment to choose to serve him. But we as Catholics know something deeper. We're not friends of Christ because we chose him, but because he chose us. Think of that, the creator of the universe, the one who made everything that you can see and all those things which still amaze you, which you can't yet see. Thought after making all those things in the world which he has made, said, I still need one of you, and stitched your soul together individually. You're not friends of God because you chose him or because you're worthy of it, but because he chose you. Let us ask God in this Mass and every day of our lives to make us worthy to be his friends, and especially to visit with him and to share with him those things which are most intimate within our lives, our greatest successes and our greatest failures, because that's what friends do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.